Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
It's a snow day here in Virginia, for a lot of us in Virginia anyway. I'm Chris Graham here on the podcast, Sunday, recording this, and I'm looking out my big window from my desk and seeing snow falling. It's been falling here. I'm recording this close to 2 o'clock on Sunday. It's been probably falling light snow for a couple of hours, but we're supposed to get the heavy stuff in my part of Virginia, Western Virginia, up the 81 corridor in the next hour or so, and really then for several hours thereafter. And we're expecting my way about a foot. We'll see if it comes to fruition, and I hope not. I am not rooting for it, but that's not the focus of this podcast. My focus today is kind of taking it as the snow day as an opportunity to slow down day. I am not one, and a lot of you folks listening might not be ones to slow down. It's our modern society. It gets us, you know, we want to do everything. We want to do everything every day. We've got phones with the ability to check our email and text people and message people in other ways. Tethered to us, or maybe we're more likely tethered to those devices. We often don't slow down. I know I'm guilty of that. I've discovered that I've been in and continue to be in mental health therapy for anxiety. And I've been for 6 months, and it started because of a health issue that fortunately was not that serious for me, but it did trigger in me some thoughts that things could get serious, and kind of made me reexamine some priorities. And so it's been great for me to have been forced to confront those things. And, you know, one thing my therapist says to me often is, Chris, you just need to slow down. I mean, she noted, you know, for the first several sessions, we used to meet weekly, now we're meeting biweekly, that I talk fast. And now I'm talking a little slower. I'm sure I'm still pretty fast for the average person out there. But then I had another episode. This was, I had some jaw surgery back early December. Came about very randomly. My wife was looking at getting Invisalign. She said, hey, why don't you do that too? Okay, sure. Sounds good to me. Get an x-ray done as part of the routine process. And the x-ray discovered that I had a wisdom tooth pretty much embedded in my jaw. And I had no idea, obviously. It was not causing pain. It should have been, according to the dentist and then the dental surgeon. And had that removed, and what that did to me from a slowdown standpoint was for 3 weeks, I couldn't eat anything solid. What I could eat was I could barely open my mouth. I'm still having trouble opening my mouth, you know, all the way. But I had to eat soft. I had to eat slow. And even now, I'm able to eat, you know, pretty much anything, but it's still very slow. And I'm normally a person that just shovels it in and gets done with it. So that's forced me to slow down too. Therapists love that, by the way. I mean, she didn't, you know, the pain and everything else, but, you know, hey, you got to slow down. That's great. And so snow day, slow down. You know, I hope a lot of folks out there who are listening to this, especially day of and maybe even tomorrow, Monday, especially if you do get a lot of snow. And for my part of Virginia, about it could be a foot, Piedmont, Virginia, you know, more 4 to 6 to 8 inches. Richmond, maybe an inch or two before it turns to rain. Fortunately for you guys, because you guys got the brunt of the last one a couple weeks ago in terms of the damage, both power outages and also then, of course, that very nationally, internationally known 24 plus hours of folks being stuck on 95 north of Richmond. You guys won't get it as bad this time. We will. But hopefully you're listening to this because you're just like me. You're home today and you're not getting out on the roads. My wife and I went out on Friday, got all of our groceries. We got close to a record amount of groceries. We're set for the week. As long as power stays on, we're fine. And we even got our summer grill. We went out and got a gas refill. So if worse comes to worse, we can at least cook on the gas until power would come back on. But we're not going anywhere. We have nowhere. I'm looking out at a street in front of my house that hasn't been touched and probably won't be touched for quite a while by the city crews. I don't live too far from Interstate 64, and I'm sure the traffic there is to a snarl. So recommendation from all the folks at VDOT, the Virginia State Police, the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, and any local police outfit out there is stay home. Obviously, there are some people who have to go out. You know, if you have to go to if you have a medical emergency, obviously. But if anything else, just, you know, stay home. It would be the recommendation. And so that's a good thing. It makes us slow down. As I'm recording this, my wife is just getting up from a nap. I'm sure later today we'll watch some TV. There's three NFL wildcard games on. There's obviously Netflix and Amazon Prime and Apple TV. We've got some new games that we want to try out that we haven't played since we got them at Christmas. I've got a pool table downstairs. I'm very fortunate in that respect. Got books to read. I got some books at Christmas. Got some new books just delivered in the last couple of days. So a chance to read, a chance to nap, a chance to play with the dogs, do all kinds of stuff. It's an opportunity to just kind of slow down, and that's a good thing. And so making it a point to just slow down. I think out there that's the recommendation for lots of folks. If you're you're stuck at home, please just stay there. The roads don't look good, especially in my part of Virginia, my part in the Piedmont, Virginia, certainly. So take it easy, take it slow, and take a nap maybe. I don't know, might not be a bad idea. And read a good book, curl up with some coffee or hot chocolate, and enjoy the snow. So those are some thoughts on a snowy Sunday. I am Chris Graham signing off. Everyone have a great day.